I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker.
Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
A shingle bob haircut and a shot of good booze. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. 'Cause if you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. Stop at the fashion shop, get the one looks best. Your own sweet mama wants a brand new dress. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn.
So much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. Time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. You gotta do something that you can get nicer at. You gotta do something that you can get wiser at. You better do something that you can get better at, 'cause that's the only thing that time will leave you with. 'Cause time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. It might be cabaret, it could be poetry. It might be trying to make a new happy family. It could be violin repair or chemistry. But if it's something that takes lots of time, that's good. 'Cause time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. Because your looks are gonna leave you, and your city's gonna change too, and your shoes are gonna wear through. Yeah, time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that you can offer time a trade. You gotta do something that you can get smarter at. You gotta do something you might just be a starter at. You better do something that you can get better at, 'cause that's the thing that time will leave you with.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Like when they say that you should go and learn a trade. The thing you do don't have to be to learn a trade. Just get something back from time for all it takes away. It could be many things, it could be anything. It could be expertise in Middle Eastern traveling. Something to slowly sow to balance life's unraveling. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price. But you can use the price to buy you something nice. Something you can only buy with lots of time. So when you're old, you blow some whippersnapper's mind. It might be researching a book that takes you 7 years. A book that helps to make the path we take to freedom clear. And when you're done, you see it started with a good idea. One good idea could cost you thousands of your days. But it's just time that you'd be spending anyway. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price. But you can use the price to buy you something nice. So I've decided recently to try to trade more decently.
Time. This is the Rhythm Method. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. We're back.
And we're back.
Welcome. I would like to note, for the record, the Rhythm Method is sweaty, glowing, smiley, barefooted, and happy to be here.
So, so happy to be here. A glorious day to be alive.
Indeed. Yeah. What have we played so far?
Well, we started off. You started off.
I started off. But with what? I started off with You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. It's a good song. Good song for a sunny day.
Love that song. I love it.
It also may be in a movie, Jules said.
I can't remember what movie it is. Hey, if you know, let us know. You know?
Call in. Tell us.
After that, I played When You're Smiling in a Stride Me by Father John Misty.
A song near and dear to both our hearts. What a song.
The whole album is very summery.
Both, you know, Fear Fun, which was came out in 2012, and sort of like, I don't know what you would say, rocked the world of psychedelic indie folk pop rock. Fear Fun was so good. And then he came back with this album, and I think a lot of people have talked about how it's an album about him falling in love and getting married, and it's kind of sappy, and maybe sort of sonically it's not as interesting, but I gotta give it to Father John. Lyrically, it's a beautiful album.
Well, there's just something really emphatic about the and like kind of like spiritually upraised.
Oh, it's moving. That song hit you.
I'm like flailing my arms trying to describe what I'm saying.
If you could see her, you'd know. You'd know what we're talking about. Then I played a song that I was telling Jules made me cry today, called Time Trades by Jeffrey Lewis. I was walking across Fletcher Field, and I was listening to this, and all of a sudden I just started, a tear leaked out of my eye, and I thought, my God, we all must submit to time. And then I moved on with my day, so thought I should play it.
Allergies. And then I just played Naturally Lazy by Native America off of Grown Up Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we're rolling, playing some summery / warp / good vibes in here.
As usual.
Stop saying vibes. I've noticed that I've said it like 16
so
times.
So I have declared the word vibes dead in 2016. I think we've overused it. I think we're done with it.
Are you a trend watcher?
Yeah. Oh, I am.
You're a trend spotter. Oh my gosh. You'd be a really good trend spotter.
I would be. I was into overalls before the nation was into overalls. Let
Do
me
you
just
feel like
say.
You just can't wear them anymore? Because that well, sounds counterintuitive. Is, you should still wear what you like to wear.
So there is a reason I can't wear overalls anymore, and that's because while rock climbing last weekend, I ripped an enormous hole in the backside of my overalls, enough that a good portion of my behind was hanging out as I hiked for the remaining 4 hours of the day. So that's why I can't wear overalls anymore, but I'm working on it.
Or it's like maybe it was a blessing. Like, was it a hot day?
You know what? I hope it brought joy to the many hikers who hiked behind me, or if not joy, at least something interesting to their day.
Butts are funny, but everyone has one, so I don't get it.
That's beautiful, Jules.
Someone write this down.
Butts are funny, but everyone has one. You know what? That's in the series of Everyone Poops, like the children's books.
Oh, I loved that book.
I've never read that book, but
what? Cultural touchstone for me.
Well, it wasn't for me. My cultural touchstone was Richard Scarry's What Do People Do All Day?
Ooh.
It's a good one.
That is a good
one. It's a really good one. Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Blackberries for Sal. That's a good one. No, Blueberries for Sal. Blackberry Jamboree.
Wait, hold up. Blueberries for Sal is this one book. And the there's a little blonde boy who has a pail.
Okay,
and he
yeah.
goes and collects
and
blueberries,
goes kerplink,
right?
Kerplink, kerplink, and then a bear. He, yeah, okay, good. I can see by Jill's eye contact that she knows. So we'll spare the listeners. But those are some of our touchstones. What are yours? Call in and tell us.
Or don't.
Or don't. We don't really care.
I don't care.
They're your touchstones. They should remain that way.
Keep them locked away in your memory.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a good song to play right now.
Does it begin with a Z and end with a number?
It begins with an A and ends with an E.
Okay.
Let's give Are you ready?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
All right.
Someone's always paying for that banter, baby.
I went to a cobbler to fix a hole in my shoe. He took one look at my face and said, I can fix that hole in you. I beg your pardon, I'm not looking for a cure. I've seen enough of my friends in the depths of the God's sick blues. You know I. Dixie and dropped acid on my tongue. Tripped upon the land till enough was enough. I was a little bit lighter and adventure on my sleeve. I was a little drunk and looking for company. So I found myself a sweetheart with the softest of hands. We were unlucky in love, but I'd do it all again. We built ourselves a fire. We built ourselves a fire. You know smoking or taking drugs, and I've quit them both, but man, was it rough. And now I am tired. It just made me tired. Let's build ourselves.
Yeah. conversations vexed me, so I moved on to the next thing, 'cause he was only good at texting. Only good at texting. Martin, that was your name. I met you on the one train. You were super duper duper hot on the one train. You said you were a painter, mostly you were a waiter, a stoner and a skater, so I have to say later. These are the boys that I dated in high school. I thought they were so nice and I thought they were so cool. These are the boys that I dated in high school. They weren't very nice and they weren't very cool. I remember Rocky, he was two grades above me. Always wore a bad brains tee. Yeah, I remember Rocky. He wouldn't dump his girlfriend. He said she gave such good head. And since her grandpa was dead, he couldn't dump her just yet. He said she gave such good head. I remember Beardy. I think his real name was Reed. We met at a Miss Shapes party, and I just called him Beardy. I told him I was 20. I was 16, so that's sketchy. He found out and was angry that I told him I was 20. These are the boys that I dated in high school. They weren't very nice and they weren't very cool. These are the boys that I dated in high school. I thought they were so nice and I thought they were so cool. These are the boys that I dated in high school. I thought they were so nice and I thought they were so cool. I was 17, you were 23. We did it right before prom. I was scared to tell my mom. It wasn't really the bomb. We did it right before prom. We did it right before prom. We did it right before prom.
Don't give me your swing. I got mines and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who named Belvin?
Don't give me your swing. I got mine and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who names Belvin? I photographed the stash. Head the alley, Vaughn and Haney splash. Trying out the crash. Swerving, got the Lala on the dash. Getting bent up in the armor truck. Stuck them for his glam. Shit is candy ends. Now we moving on the ancient lands and use the cyber vision for the Valentino Garavani. Fuck Armani, butter. We above these climbs. Heist the harbors. Word to Godfathers getting bleak. Tasting on Serrana down in Venice. Telling Sire about my alley villain. That's how it was, 'cause now they got us blaming at the fuzz. It's all gunning poses on the bed of roses, getting drunk. Wrap them in a row, leave them on the roof till we stink. Hit the pool hall, flare the calico and watch them blink. Moving on Picasso, painting my porches and condos. 'Cause when the low blows, only the low
hey,
knows.
Hey,
the low
don't
knows.
Give me a swing. I got mines and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who named Belvin?
Don't give me your swing. I got mine and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who named Belvin?
Yes, I don't hate players. I'm from the crown rhyme sayers. Whatever kid sayers get down with no delay. I play my card shark style, kings and aces. Welcome to New York, the illest of all places. I never bleed, weaving through this plaza of green. You got the rarest shooting game in your world. Not them Forrest Gump niggas with shades and S curls. I took my crown fly, I'm trying to angle you, girl. But me and you alliance is no doubt. The fly science, we prosecute the phony star clicks with our style. The $1 million next word, go ahead, crack a smile. My name is Ish, and that's something even in this dish. A pimp players, hustlers, and killers, and they wish. You pretty to me, put me in your frame. Your complex attitude intrigued me. Stronger than blow, you know. We can play the scenes like Pacino and Viper. My queen will shine on range 3 carats and brighter. Finessing foreign fabrics, Chris Sears, tighter. The clown kids you dealt, never belt. I came around swift and got felt. They champagne, brand name style, got melt. My man Killer Jewels put me close to these jewels. That's dropped in the lesson sent to crush fools. Peace. Yo, yo, don't give me a swing. I got mines and that's the thing.
Don't
it's
give
not
me
your
swing.
Swing. It's mines and that's the thing. So all that blase, 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 who name bell ring.
Blase, 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 who name bell ring. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
dangerous. Yeah, the life like perjurers.
Ride it.
We're the vested spectators.
Watch it.
We're the weapon chancellors.
Got it.
We're the twilight mandolin.
Play it.
We're the high custodian.
Poetry.
What are we singing?
That doesn't make any sense, what you just said.
Down the rampart, the vandals give in to defeat. And down the landscape, the linemen plaster for a win.
Even time for birds to fly to southern skies.
at the pool. Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you, ooh, ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh.
If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you may want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster.
And even with it, ooh, yikes. And it's indicative of a lot of things. And even when it isn't, you're good at getting, oh, geez.
Uh-oh. All right. Trouble with the PSA.
And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time, and that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'd like to make a public service message to the authors of that PSA. Please use commas better. Please write in
What's
a clear...
up?
Please tell us how you want us to read that, because that was hard to read. We weren't sure.
This has been a public service message.
This has been a public service message.
The Rhythm Method.
From the Rhythm Method. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. You just heard the song 13 by Big Star because Jules and I started getting sentimental, playing songs from our childhood.
Was that what we were doing?
Oh, that's what
we
were
doing.
That's what we were doing.
We were a little bit. That's
a
true.
Little bit. What'd you play before that, Jules?
I just called to say I love you.
See?
Stevie Wonder. I do.
See?
That is part of my child. That's from my dad.
There it is. There it is.
He keeps sending me photos of the food he's eating. Like.
I like that.
Like every meal. I'm a little.
Huh. Are they good photos?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. His food's good wherever he is.
Well, get this. My mom sent me a photo of a huge can of bees. And apparently, there was a hole in my wall, and some bees got in. And then you know how there's probably a good 6 or 7 inches of space between, like, both walls, right? Like, space between the walls. So our house became full of bees between the walls. And apparently you could put your hand on the wall and it would buzz.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is super cool.
Yes, they had to hire someone to take every last bee out of our walls and relocate them to a new space.
You're like the bounty hunter of bees.
Yeah.
You're like the... Yeah. Keep going.
It's just kind of a strange thing to have happen in your life. Have a house full of bees. You can't see them, but you can hear them and you can feel them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it a lot.
House full of bees.
House full of bees. All right.
What I played before that?
Dirty Peas.
I played Unto Caesar by the Dirty Projectors. I really like that song because you can hear, my favorite line is, I can just imagine them at a loft in Brooklyn and there's two young tattooed Brooklyn women, you know, maybe age 19, age 20, and they say something like, when should we bust in with the harmonies? And I can just picture it perfectly. So.
I'm sorry.
Did you not like my image, Jules?
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. You're perfect. Before that, I played Swing by Camp Low off of Uptown Saturday Night, which is such a good album. I love that album in total. Camp Low has another song on that. Coolie High is good if you want to vibe out a little bit. And Kill Him Softly. Killing Him Softly is also good.
And then I played, I think, a song by Jenny Lewis. Is that right?
Prettiest, actually.
Nope. Played a song by the Prettiest called Boys That I Dated in High School. In retrospect,
and we laughed.
It may not have been appropriate for the airwaves. However, I think it's a funny song. I have sort of an underlying fondness for girl punk and for songs like that. So I played it.
Mm-hmm. A little riot girl.
Mm-hmm.
Before that was Mac DeMarco with Passing Out Pieces off of Salad Days.
Summery tune.
He just released a new song.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's on YouTube / his website. Something about a fool, something.
Is it good?
Yeah, I liked it. There's a funny video that goes with it.
As there usually is.
There usually is. I believe it's called I Was a Fool to Care. Yeah. With John Lent as the co-musician.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Before that, I played a song by Jenny Lewis, not to be confused with the song before that I played by Jeffrey Lewis. I think I played a song by Jenny Lewis. Is that right?
That was earlier. Yeah, sure. You played it at some point.
Oh, wow. I just really want to talk about that.
Velvet Underground. Let's talk about Jenny Lewis.
Well, I have nothing to say. I just, for some reason, want to tell everyone that I played. I played this song, okay? It's called Acid Tongue, and I liked it. I also played a song called Femme Fatale by the Velvet Underground, which I also like. All right, Jules, that's it. That's all I got.
And then I played Beat Me Till I'm Blue by Alan Hawkshaw, which is good walking music in the sun. Or I guess any weather, but specifically the sun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Good.
So thanks for sticking around. We have two more minutes. I'm going to take you away with something else. Not sure what just yet, but this has been us.
It's been the Rhythm Method.
The Rhythm Method.
Sunny Saturday. And we wish you well.
Oh, man. Okay, got it.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Bring us home.
All right.